We're up to Simreish Yates Siv Gimel. We're up to the halachas of Birchas HaGoymel. Zog the Mechaber, where do you make the bracha? Tzorach levorach bracha zu b'fnei asor. The bracha has to be done b'fnei asor with a minion. And Meshabur says b'fnei asor includes the balhanes. It doesn't have to be 11 people, the balhanes plus 10. It's 9 plus the balhanes, although the Berheitev brings a shita tzernach who holds that it has to be 11, the balanes plus asor. However, the Shartzian says that la halacha v'neman l'kula, that it's enough 9 plus the balanes. In addition, utrei minayu rabbonon, 2 of the 10 have to be rabbonon. Here, the pesach can bring down, Mitzin HaBashol makes a diak from Lashon HaPasik, that here the balanes doesn't qualify as one of the Talmid HaChacham. It has to be 9 people besides the balanes, and 2 of the 9 Talmid HaChacham. What's the makar for this? The chsiv v'reimemu b'kal om v'moishev zakeinim yahalalu. So b'kal om means with a minion, and it also has to be in that minion a moishev zakeinim and miyach zakeinim shnayim and zaken zeshe kana chachm. What level of rabbanon do we need? So Magaram says you need hani detani hilchase. What does that mean? So Machzah Shekel says it means they have to be ruyim lahiris. They know how to paskan halacha. Primogadim is more meikul. He says it has to be those who know Taima HaMishnah. That means Bala Gemara. Some Sefer is even more meikul. He says it's enough two people that if you explain to them Mahalacha, they understand it, that qualifies for Trei Rabban. The Bialacha brings in Arichis that there are Shitas Rishonim and Shitas Ataisvis, that the two Rabbanon are besides the 10. So in total there's 12 people. The Balanes plus 9 plus 2 Tamid HaChacham. However, the Bialacha comes out that Shita is not Lalacha, and that's why the Mechaber was Taka Mashmet that Shita. We paskin that the two Talmid HaChachamim are Nichlal B'chlal HaAsar. What happens of the Mechaber v'mloi Shchichi Rabbon? You can't find two Rabbonim. Lo Yaniach M'levorach. Don't stop making a bracha because of that. You continue making the bracha regardless. Zog the Mechaber v'nogu L'vorach Acher Kriyas HaTorah. Our minig is that the Birchas HaGoymel is made right after Birchas HaTorah. And the reason for that is not because it has any connection to Birchas HaTorah. But the fishiyesh sham asara, by Kriyas HaTorah you always have asara. And we said before that Birchas HaGoyim v'remu b'kalam has to be b'fnei asara. So Mele, you make it after Kriyas HaTorah. Zog the Mechaber, what happens in Birich b'pachas ma'asara? He made the bracha, but there was no asara there. Is a machlaikas. Yesh ayimim sheyotze b'diavad if there was no asara. Then asara is only the chatchila. V'yesh ayimim sheloy yotze, that it's the ikuvah. So Mele, hayoy safik brachas lahaku, if a person made the bracha b'pachas ma'asara, but below Yaskar is Shema Malchus. On the tzad that you were in Yoitzah, so you should make the bracha again. However, you can't say Shema Malchus again on the tzad that you were Yoitzah. So Safak Brachas Lahakol, Safak Ponim, you make the bracha B'li Shema Malchus. So you see there's a value to a bracha B'li Shema Malchus. The fact that there's many people who have a minig, in Bells there's such a minig, B'negei flying in an airplane, that they make a bracha b'li shem malchus. We discussed before, there's a mechleikas apaiskim, if an airplane requires a birchas hagoymel, so they make a birchas hagoymel b'li shem malchus. Now, according to the Yesh Oimrim, that you're yoytz b'diavid if you didn't have asara, because they hold that asara is only the mitzvah l'chatchil. Namele zokta mishabur, the fizeh, if a person, the mechaber is talking about a person made and he realized there was no asara there, b'shaz the bracha. But what happens if a person knows there's no asar and he knows that he has no chance of finding asar? There's no asar in this area. So even lechatchil, according to this sheet, you should make a bracha even without asar. We don't pass like that because we're go suffik brachas lahaka. But according to this sheet, that should come out. However, Shavur brings down even according to this sheet, he brings a ra'ah that holds in such a case where you know you don't have asar, you should wait up to 30 days. Could be within the next 30 days you'll find a minyan in order to be mekayim the mitzvah kilchasa. But more than 30 days, Yutaka shouldn't wait. Zog debei halacha, the second day that holds, Yesh ayimim shalayotze, Machzah Shekel learns that according to the second day, if you make a bracha b'lei asar, it's a bracha levatala, because the bracha was never niskin without a minyan. So ibazoi, hayoyis, the mechaber brings down 2 days and he's not machriya. So there's no heter for someone to make a bracha b'lei asar. This that we spoke of in the Mishnah Berurah, if a person knows he doesn't have a minyan, you should make a bracha, that's all going in the first day that you're yoytze. And even according to them, it's only b'di'evet, not l'chatchil. But hayois, we have a safek brachas. So if there's no 10 people there, you're not allowed to go ahead and make a bracha. However, b'kiveiger holds not like that. B'kiveiger holds that even according to the second day, there's no iser to make a bracha b'loy asar. As long as you make the bracha derech shvach v'yidah, because we'll see later in Sivdalid, that even one person could make a birchas agoimel on another person, even though he wasn't mischayev at all. We'll see in the Ramah that it's such a musik that you make a bracha on someone else's toive, derech shvach v'hoida, hayos your sameach in his toive, even though you're not mechuyev to make the bracha, you could make it shalai b'tayos chiv, you can make it b'tayos shvach v'hoida. So ibazoi, time to be kiveger, there's no problem if you don't have 10 to make the bracha b'derech shvach v'hoida. However, if you made the bracha derech shvach v'hoida, according to the second day, if afterwards you have a minion, you would have to make the bracha again, derech chayv, because the first time you made it derech shvach v'hoida, not derech chayv. So then you would have to make the bracha again. But according to the first day that you were yoytze the first time, so ibazoi, you can't make a bracha the second time because you were yoytze the first time. So meile zok debir halacha lechatchila, a person should not, even according to this b'kveiger, the maisa, you should not make a bracha b'li asori, even derech shvach v'hoida, even though it's not a bracha levatol, like b'kveiger says. But the maisa, you're going to cause that next time, if you bump into 10 people, you won't be able to make the bracha derech chayv, because we're chayshish for the first day that you were yoytze ready. However, the Bialacha says it could be that if when you make the bracha shaloi ba'asore derech shvach v'hoida, you're mechav not to be yoytze the chayv's bracha, then the kulan, even according to the first day, you could make a bracha again when you have 10 people. Even though mitzvah ain't tzriches kavanah according to one shita, but that's bestama mitzvah ain't tzriches kavanah. But if you're mechavim beferish not to be yoytze yidei chayve, then kavanah lehepech is a kavanah, and emeli you weren't yoytze with the first bracha. So then, even according to the first day, you could make a bracha a second time when you have a minyan. Sivdalet zog the mechaber in birich acha v'omar baruch ata Hashem lekeinu melech ha'olam. Someone else, the Meshabur is Medayik, there's someone else, mashma, even if he's not a relative, as long as it's someone that's happy about this person's Hatzolah. And the someone else makes a bracha derech shvach v'ido, asher gemolcha kol toiv, va'ono omein. And the person that experienced the Ness, he says omein. So he's yotze. Is the Meshabur Medayik, dafke im ono omein yotze, but im loy ono omein, he's not yotze. And it's talking about that he heard the bracha mitchilah v'atzoif, and he was mechavin to be yoytze his birchas agoimu that he's mechoyev to make. However, Zok L'Shar Tzion, the mevarach does not have to be mechavin to be moitzi the one who's mechoyev begoimu. And chutz mizeh, Zok L'Shar Tzion, it doesn't even make any sense that the mevarach should be mechavin to be moitzi the shemeya with this bracha, because this bracha is not a loshen which passes for the shemeya. It's a loshen noichach, asher gemolcha. So a gemolcha passes when someone makes a bracha about you. But if he's mechavim to be moitzi yenem with this bracha, ki'ilu yenem made this bracha doesn't pass for the Baal HaNes himself. The Baal HaNes himself has to say, shegemolani. Gemolcha is a loshen that someone else could make for the simcha about someone else's nes. So maybe here it doesn't pass b'chal the whole musig that the mevarach should be mechavim lohitziyot. Now, this that it says over here, that without omein, the shemei is not yoytze, zok le bi'aloche, usually we know the klal, then called toyer kule, shemei ka'oine, and even if the shemei does not say omein, you're yoytze midin shemei ka'oine. So why over here do you have to say omein? So one mahalach the bi'aloche says, is because when do you say shemei ka'oine, then you don't have to say omein, that's when the mevarach is also mechoyev in this bracha. But here, the Mevarach is not mechoyev in this bracha. He's only making the bracha derech shvach tehillah on Atzolos Chaveri. So therefore, without the Shemeya saying Omein, he's not yoytze. That's one mahalach. Another mahalach he brings down is that hayoyis, like we just mentioned, the Mevarach is not being mechavan lohoytziyoy. So in a case when the Mevarach is not mechavan lohoytziyoy, he has to answer Omein in order to be yoytze. But Rebbe Kiveger says a pasha tesvara, why here you can't go with the klal of Shemei Koine. Because here it's not Shaykh Shemei Koine. Shemei Koine is the pshat that it's as if the Shemei said the bracha that the Oine said. But here, if the Shemei would have made this bracha, he wouldn't have been yoytze, like we mentioned from the Shaar Tzion. Because if he himself, who experienced the Nes, says, Baruch Ata Hashem L'Kerem L'Choyim Shegemol Cha, that's not the bracha. The bracha is Shegemol Ani. So this whole Nusach HaBracha doesn't pass for the Baal HaNes himself. It only passes for an outsider who's being Meshabeich Ribbono Shel Olam for a nes that he did to his friend. So memeli here, Shemei Kaina doesn't work. However, if you say Amen when the other person makes the bracha, so the amein is considered that you're also being moedim shabeach to the Rebbeinu Shalom. That you're agreeing to the mevarach who said that the Rebbeinu Shalom should be praised for making his friend, the Hainu Mi, saved. So amein would work, but shamei ha'kainu, the hedya doesn't work. Now, this lashon over here of yatze is mashman b'di'evit. However, the Mishnah Berurah says, hu adin l'chatchile, you could patter yourself when someone else makes a bracha derech rishos, derech shvacha tehillah. However, you have to have a minyan. If there's no minyan, then avada you shouldn't have a mind to patter yourself with this bracha. B'di'evit, if you were mechavim to be yotze, so you're running into the same achleikas we saw before, whether b'di'evit you were yotze when there was no minyan or not. And in addition, from here you also see what Mishnah Berurah mentioned before, that the nusach habracha, hagoyim l'chayavim tovus, is not ma'akiv. The ikar nekuda is the main points of the bracha, because here you didn't say the words l'chayavim. All you said was asher gemalcha kol tov. So you see, that's the ikar bracha. Even if you don't say l'chayavim, you're yotze. Zok the mechaber v'cheinim amar brich rachmanim malke da'olme di'ahav v'chlon v'an amein yotze. The Mishnah Berurah adds that in the Gemara, the Gir says, the Yehovah Chlon v'la Yehovah Chla Afra, that he kept you alive and he didn't kill you.